Abhideya Tattva. Chewing the chewed, materialistic persons cannot come to Krishna.
Matirna Krishne Paratasvato va Mito bipadye tagriha vratana Adanta gobhi vishatam tamishram Puna punaschar vitachar banana.
Prahlad Maharaj said, materialistic persons are simply mulling over that which has already been mulled and chewing that which has already been chewed. Because their senses are not controlled, they are proceeding towards the dreadful hell of this material existence, repeatedly trying to enjoy that which has already been consumed. The intelligence of such materially attached persons cannot be turned towards Bhagavan Sri Krishna, either by their own endeavor, by the instruction of others, or by the association of similar materialistic persons. They don't know that the ultimate goal is Vishnu.
Nate vidusvaratagatim hi Vishnum durashayaye bahirartamanina andhayatandhay upaniyamanas te pishatantriyam urudam nibadha.
Persons who are strongly entrapped by the consciousness of enjoying material life, and who have therefore accepted as their leader or guru a similar blind man attached to external sense objects, cannot understand that the goal of life is to give up this material life and engage in the service of Lord Vishnu. As blind men guided by another blind man miss the right path and fall into a ditch, materially attached men led by another materially attached man are bound by the ropes of fruit of labor, which are made of very strong cords, and they continue again and again in materialistic life, suffering the threefold miseries. The human body is very rare, therefore one should practice bhakti from an early age.
Komara acharit pragyo dharman bhagavatanihā durlabham manusham janma tarapyad dhruvamartadam.
Sri Prahlad said, one who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human body from the very beginning of life, in other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary like other bodies, it is meaningful and beneficial, because in human life one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. Those whose goal is impersonal Brahman liberation are bound to fall down because of neglecting Krishna's lotus feet.
Yenye ravindaksha vimuktamaninas tvayastabhavat avishuddha buddhaya aruhya krichena parampadam tata patantyado nadrita yushmadangraya.
Someone may say that aside from the Vaishnavas, who always seek shelter at the Lord's lotus feet, there are those who are not Vaishnavas but have accepted a different process for attaining salvation. What happens to them? In answer to this question, Lord Brahma states, O lotus-eyed Lord, although non-devotees who accept severe austerities and penances to achieve the highest position may think themselves liberated, their intelligence is impure. Although they may rise to the level of impersonal Brahman realization, they fall down from their position because they neglect to worship your lotus feet. Real liberation means to be established in one's eternal svarup and seva.
Muktir hitvanyata rupam svarupena vyavastiti.
Liberation means to give up one's external forms and become situated in one's svarup. Real liberation means realizing one's eternal svarup and being established in one's nitya seva. Devotees reject the five kinds of liberation, even if offered by Krishna himself.
Salokya sarshti samipya sarupyaikatvam apyuta diyamanam nagrinanti vinamatsevanam jana.
Lord Kapiladev said to Devahuti, my devotees do not accept salokya, sarshti, sarupya, samipya, or oneness with me, sayujya, even if I offer these liberations, in preference to serving me. The ropes which bind the mind are cut by bhakti.
Mana eva manushyanam karanam bandhamukshayo bandhaya vishaya sango muktyai nirvishayam mana.
For man, mind is the cause of bondage, and mind is the cause of liberation. Mind absorbed in sense objects is the cause of bondage, and mind detached from the sense objects is the cause of liberation. Therefore, the mind which is always engaged in bhakti is the cause of supreme liberation. Karmis, jnanis, and yogis cannot be happy. Only the bhaktas attain blissful peace.
Krishna bhakta nishkam atayeva shanta bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali ashanta.
Because a devotee of Sri Krishna is desireless, desiring only to please Krishna, he is peaceful. Karmis, fruit of persons, desiring bhukti, material enjoyment. Jnanis, philosophical speculators, desiring mukti, liberation. And yogis, desiring siddhi, mystic perfections, are all lusty and thus cannot be peaceful. The two witches of the desire for material enjoyment and liberation.
Bhukti mukti spriha yavat pishachi hriddi vartate tavad bhakti sukasyatra katam abhyudayo bhavet.
As long as the two witches of desire for material enjoyment and liberation remain within the heart of the sadhak, how can the happiness of Vishuddha Bhakti be awakened there?